This is URN,
the Drama Show Breakdown.
It's the Improv Show!
Woo! I did not definitely press the wrong button there. Hello, my name is Jacob, and I am taking over the Improv Show from Ben this evening. With me in the studio, I have the wonderful Jack.
Hello.
The wonderful Sam.
Hello.
And the wonderful Jamie.
Hello.
I'm not getting people's names mixed up already. I also have Joe here joining me.
Hello, how are we doing?
Fine.
Cheers, mate.
I'm
great. Your week been? How's your week?
Not bad, I'll be honest. You know, I've been quite busy lately.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff on.
Oh, no, yeah. Because there was that issue at the beginning, wasn't there?
Yeah, a little bit. That was just weird. But
do you want to talk about that?
Yeah,
No, he doesn't.
It's fine. Ben's not here. Yeah. I'm in charge now. We're just gonna any issues you've got, any
anthrax.
Problems.
It was
just...
anthrax, but go on.
I thought we got rid of all the Anyway, on with the show.
Scenes everywhere.
Yeah, on with the show. We're going to start with a game of change. So what this is two people will be doing an open scene. At random points during the scene, I'm going to be shouting change, and they're going to have to change whatever they've just said. So, for instance, if Jack said...
I very much enjoy cats.
Change.
I very much enjoy frogs.
Change.
I very much enjoy large bodies of water.
And then he'll have to go with that. So this first scene's going to be for Jack and Sam.
Yep.
If you'd like to take it away.
Samite, this dog, I don't think it's working.
Well, what seems to be the problem then?
Well, it's only got two legs.
Yes, we do only sell injured animals.
Oh, right, I see. They explain the sign at the front. It's also got an incredibly long neck.
Change.
It's also got an incredibly long tail.
Change.
It's also got wings.
Change.
It's also got no forearms. Hence, it has two legs, being a dog. I just really wanted to really emphasise the importance of it only having two legs.
Well, it's an easily fixed problem, mate. What we can do is we can give you a dog upgrade.
So, dog upgrade?
Yeah, I can give you wheels.
Oh, sweet.
Or I can give you robotic legs. That's a bit more expensive.
I think wheels, because it's always been a dream of mine to ride a dog in a soapbox derby.
Change dream.
It's always been a dream of mine to attach an outboard motor to the back and take it amphibious racing.
Change.
It's always been a dream of mine to take a dog to the 24 Hours of Le Mans motor race and just really mess with people.
Change.
It's always been a dream of mine to take a dog to the Isle of Man TT.
Okay, so it looks like what you want is one big wheel right at the front.
Yeah, one big wheel right at the front and maybe handlebars.
Okay, I think we can do that for you.
Right.
If you want to have a look at our choice of engines.
Okay, choice of... Right, so there's the V-twin. That's from a Harley-Davidson. That does look like quite a nice option, but I'm a bit concerned about the fuel economy.
It's also very expensive.
Oh, change.
It's also very, very broken.
Change.
It's also runs on olive oil.
Right. This furthers my issue with the fuel economy, I'll be honest. So have you got anything else? You got anything like a Suzuki plan or something?
We have got a Honda that recently came in.
A Honda, you say?
Yeah, it's
what kind of dog did that come out of?
It was a Jack Russell.
Ah. Change.
It was a Great Dane.
Change.
It was a Velociraptor.
Change. Velociraptors aren't dogs.
It was a Chihuahua.
Ah, I see.
It's a very small motor.
Very small motor. Yeah, yeah. But they're quite loud. They're quite quite whiny, as I recall.
The engines.
Yeah, yeah, and also the dogs. To be fair, so you got the little one out of the, I think I'll take the one out of the Chihuahua.
Okay, of course, yeah. Okay, that'll be £500.
All right, £500. There you go, mate. So and I can just ride him out the shop today.
No, well, I've got to attach the wheel first.
Oh, I see. Okay, make sure it's all like balanced and that.
Absolutely.
How long do you reckon before I can actually take it racing?
I reckon about a week.
About a week. Oh, brilliant. I'll be back in a week.
And scene. Excellent. So you exit the shop with a Jack Russell, was it?
It was a dog of unspecified breed with a large front wheel and an engine, a small
and handlebars.
A small Suzuki engine that came out of an injured Chihuahua.
Sounds excellent. Right, Jamie, do you want to do a scene now?
Okie dokie, yeah.
Yep.
And this is
me and Jamie doing a scene, and Sam's going to call this one. So, in fact, let's get a suggestion for this scene. We have wonderful audience here. Can we have a suggestion? Any kind of word, any at all, that we can possibly say on radio, preferably. They're really struggling to think of words
breath,
you can say on way, the radio.
Breath is my
breath.
Suggestion.
Breath.
Marxism.
It's always the communists with you.
It has to be. This is why Marxism doesn't work. Pets and dogs and bikes, that works. Big concepts like Marxism don't work.
This is why
tinsel.
Tinsel. With tinsel. Okay, good.
Tinsel.
Yeah,
tinsel. Tinsel, Christmas. Yeah,
it's getting around Christmas.
Yes. Come
on. Okay. And...
You know, I didn't think communists celebrated Christmas, but here we are.
Yes, it's about time, although I'm a bit disappointed with our share of tinsel. It's only a mere handful. You think they could have split the tinsel more evenly?
I thought we had a larger supply of tinsel, but it turns out that Mother Russia does not. Our tinsel resources are very low this time of year.
Change.
Our tinsel resources are very high this time of year. It's just everyone's... Our tinsel resources go up and down and up and down and up and down like a Christmas tree or some tinsel on said Christmas tree.
Yes, those rotating and bobbing Christmas trees. They are very popular here in communist Russia, even though this isn't the accent of communist Russia. The bobbing Christmas trees, yes, but we've only a mere handful of tinsel. How are we supposed to decorate the Christmas trees?
Change.
How are we supposed to... decorate ourselves.
Change.
How are we supposed to decorate the children that will run round the Christmas trees like a maypole during May time?
Change.
How are we supposed to decorate the dogs with the wheels that run round the Christmas tree? For the dogs in Russia run round Christmas trees to power their nuclear power plants and power stations to make mighty Russia great again.
Well, what I find is if you put the tinsel in the spokes of the dog, when they're turning round, you get a nice sort of fushy effect whenever they run. Yes.
It will look very modern and totally realistic.
Change.
It will look very old-fashioned and retro. It will be very...
Change.
It will look... contemporary. I've been given a word. It will look very contemporary and kind of that style that Mother Russia is going for and that she finds great.
Ah, yes, I remember now in all of the great Russian museums, all of the tinsely, flashy dogs, they run round, don't they?
Yes, Lenin stormed the Winter Palace with his necklace of tinsel, decorating himself, charging it, taking it from the evil Tsar. And it is only now that... we have all the tinsel available to us that we can claim a mighty empire and fight back the Germans.
Scene?
Yes. Yeah.
Woo!
Yay.
Yeah.
I like that one. The scene person gets to pimp everyone. It's great.
Yeah, it's...
art
it's,
history. Woo.
I ran out of words after old-fashioned and modern. It was going
those
to become
two options.
It was going to become hipster Russia.
I was thinking you were going to go into the future.
The future. Yes, we're going to have a quick song now. A song now, Foo Fighters, Wheels. Welcome back. This is the Improv Show. We have a very special selection for you. I have in the studio three different radio shows for you to choose from. We have Tea and Urinal Cakes, we have Plant Noises, and we have Vampire Romance of the Week. We're going to start with Tea and Urinal Cakes. Basically what this is two of our performers here in the studio each have their own little radio show, and when I say change, they're going to move on to the next one along in the line. So... we're going to start here with Tea and Urinal Cakes.
So, you join me today with a renowned author of the book, Why Dinosaurs Aren't As Great As We Think They Are.
Yes, it's a very interesting subject. And...
you're having a bit of a problem now, right?
One that, it's just the infection. It's been there for a while.
Oh gosh, yes.
interesting subject, and one that I feel really bears discussion. You see, dinosaurs aren't...
change. Plant Noises.
You join us on Plant Noises. Here we will explore the many noises made by the flora of this amazing world in which we live. If we look... and indeed listen. We can see and indeed hear the sights and indeed sounds of the lesser spotted Tyrannosaurus Venus flytrap. truly an unusual noise.
Change.
Hello, this is BBC Radio 4. Today on Vampire Romance of the Week, we have an up-and-coming author known as Stacey Tracy. And she has
Hello.
Written... This is Stacey Tracy. She has written perhaps the most famous of all Doctor Who vampire romance crossovers. And it's called Rose's Dilemma.
Hang on a minute. You mean to tell me that you are hundreds of years old?
That's right.
So tell me, what are you, a Time Lord?
What's a... I'm fi- just... I... He said.
Oh, wait. Oh, sorry, no, I'm confusing this. You're a vampire, aren't you?
That is indeed correct.
Right, okay, sorry, I was confused.
Change.
So, as I was saying, dinosaurs, really not all that cracked up to me.
Okay, because, you know, I thought they were, yeah, they were quite nice, but... Oh, listen, do you mind if we sort of relocate this venue? I thought this was a number one, but it's, you know...
Oh, it's making its... it's making its way rearwards, I understand.
Change.
The next plant that we're going to be looking at, and indeed listening to, is the cactus. But not just any cactus. You see, the cactus, as is well known, only flowers once every many years. And the noise it makes when it flowers is quite extraordinary. I'm sorry, that was my dog licking out a water bowl.
Change.
So tell me, whatever you call yourself, your trousers, are they bigger on the inside?
Well, my love, if you would venture into my abode, I think we can both go on a voyage of discovery.
Tell me, where would you take me? Would you take me here? Would you take me there? Would you take me now?
Join us next week for the next installment of Stacey Tracy's Rose's Dilemma.
Bye.
And we'll call that there before we find out any more about this Rose vampire story. Right, on to the final game of the afternoon then. Very quickly, we're going to be playing The Good, The Bad and The Ugly. So we're going to have your agony aunt letters that have been kindly delivered to us. If you do have any questions, feel free to text in or call or anything. But yes, Jamie will be taking good advice, Sam will be taking bad advice, and Jack will be taking ugly advice. And the agony aunt letter that we have this evening is... I need a suggestion.
How to eat a hot dog.
How to...
Yes.
You... So in terms of an agony aunt letter, they're called Stacey. They're having trouble consuming hot dogs in front of their friends because it is done in a rather inappropriate manner. Any advice?
Ah, okay. Now, the thing I always find when eating hot dogs in front of a friend is you always have to sort of cover your mouth and sort of do it when they're not looking. So, you know, if you can just every so often say, look over there, and, you know, come up with some sort of distraction, and then manage about, I don't know, I'd say a fist's worth of hot dog at a time. Because, I mean, they can only be distracted so many times. If you can just eat that and sort of digest it, you're good.
I find the best way to eat hot dogs is to do it very, 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 very slowly. And to really, really look like you're enjoying the hot dog when you're eating it. When bite into it very, very, very slowly, run your tongue all the way around the sausage and the bun. If there's any sauce left over on your lips, make sure to really lick it very, very slowly from your lips. And that's how I find eating hot dogs without embarrassment really works.
Well, basically, in my opinion, you just take it all in one hit, don't you? You just take it all straight down your throat without suppression of gag reflexes paramount. And quite frankly, as I see it, there is no other way. Now, some people might struggle with this. Maybe practice at home with such things as bananas or maybe cucumbers or what have you lying around that is of that sort of form.
Another quick one. Squeeze it in.
It'll have to be quick.
Okay. Their pet cat doesn't like the smell of them and keeps running away whenever they enter the room.
Very quick advice. Go.
Okay, right. Well, what I find the best thing to do is to, of course, you know, show your cat that you are their friend. You know, give them keep giving them cat food, eventually they will associate you with the smell of cat food and they will be more friendly towards you and they will come towards you.
This is your cat's problem, not your problem. What you should do is wash in a bath for a good 2 hours and then put your cat in that bath so it smells as bad as you do. That way, the two of you can enjoy living together in sin and smell.
Take the cat to the vet. Tell the vet, I want all of the nerves leading to this cat's nose severed. Then the cat cannot smell, therefore it cannot smell you, therefore it will no longer run away.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. We have been the Improv Show. We are 6 to 8 every Sunday in the SU Hub in Portland Building.
Thanks a lot, guys, for joining for us here on The Jam Show. But next we have the popular table. Thanks a lot, Improv, and we'll see you guys later. Woo!
This is URN.
The Drama Show Breakdown.